For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team down the University of Mary last week, 45-19. Head on the road to Minot State this weekend, joined by Gunnar Olszewski, junior defensive back out of Alvin, Texas. Your freshman year at Minot, you had three picks in a game. A couple weeks ago, your brother in Crookston did it.
Yeah.
What were the conversations between you and EJ like during the game in Crookston and certainly after that?
Yeah, well, during the before the game, this whole season leading up, I was telling EJ, you got to get at least one pick, you know, because he took the goose egg last year, didn't get any. And when he got his first one, I was like, man, they threw it right to you, man. You got lucky. And sure enough, the second one comes, and that one was probably easier. And then the third one, which people don't know, it got deflected off me. I missed it. Got tipped off his hands, and I went like this, tipped it, and just an assist right to my brother. He was joking about it. He was like, I had no choice but to catch all those picks, you know. So I was super proud of him, super happy for him.
You're a corner and a safety, but yet against UMary, you guys were playing closer to the line of scrimmage than most linebackers do in a traditional game. How different is that look when you're that close to the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, it's a lot different when you get the triple option like that. But, you know, I love it. But my whole life growing up, I was a small scale on the field, but I always played middle linebacker and fullback. So anytime I get close to the line of scrimmage, you know, I kind of lick my lips and I get pretty excited. So it was a fun game, do something different, getting some tackles and not just covering people, running around chasing them all game.
You've played a handful of backup quarterbacks the last couple of weeks. What changes when you're game planning for one quarterback and a different guy trots out onto the field?
Well, that's kind of a relief for us. We kind of like that. We'll look out there, like, against Southwest when Gimble didn't play. We saw him warming up. We're like, okay, maybe he's going to go. Maybe he's going to go. Then first drive comes out, and the other cat rolls out there, and we're like, okay, we got this. It kind of – I guess it boosts our confidence a bit, but, you know, the same thing, regardless of what quarterback would be out there, you know, we'd go out and execute and play our game, and I don't care who's throwing the ball. Our whole mentality is it's our ball when it's in the air.
Why have there been so many picks this year?
It's our DBs coming together. We had great coaching and kind of changed up our scheme a little bit. The corners, we're always locked on the outside, so our safeties can kind of roam around the back end and capitalize on all the mistakes that the quarterbacks make. They're just reading eyes. And yeah, it takes us doing our job up front with the corners, and we're locked up there with those ones, and we can't take our eyes off them, and everybody else kind of reaps the benefits of it.
Generally speaking, do you game plan more for an offense or for a quarterback?
The whole offense in general, we don't look too much into a quarterback. At the end of the day, he's a guy who's going to drop back and throw the ball. It doesn't matter who he is or how he's doing it. So against the offense, and if we game plan for anybody, it'd be receivers and how they run routes, and we look at film on that kind of stuff.
Andrew Lukowski had three touchdowns for you guys last week, two rushing, one receiving. He's got seven now for the year. As a transfer, he was a little bit of the unknown factor coming into the season. What's he like to play against in practice?
Oh, we nickname him Putsy. I gave him that nickname this summer. Doesn't matter what the guy's doing, he's slow doing it. And even through the weeks in practice, I always make fun of him. I'm like, man, you're slow. You're so slow coming through that hole and all that. And then on Saturdays, he just turns it on and he's fast. You know, you've seen him out there running. But, yeah, that's Putsy. That's what we call him.
Surprised you would say that to his face, but then again, you were a leading tackler on this team. You don't mind mixing things up a little bit. Let's have a little bit of fun here. What's your favorite food?
Favorite food? Probably my mama's biscuits and gravy.
What was your first car?
First car was a 1989 Chevy Blazer. Burnt orange, my school colors, had the top off, you know, real loud, just all the heads turning when I drive that in the parking lot at school.
What's your favorite color?
Probably orange, Texas orange. Those are my high school colors in Texas.
What was your favorite cartoon?
Favorite cartoon was Johnny Bravo. My mom has got a funny story about that. Growing up, I thought he was my dad. I don't know how I thought that, but I'd see him on TV and I'd be like, Mom, it's my dad.
Interesting. Have you ever been a regular viewer of a soap opera?
I don't even know what a soap opera is, but my roommates will tell you sometimes they catch me watching some rom-coms. I'm a big romantic comedy fan. I say it proudly. I'm not too embarrassed of it, but yeah, I like rom-coms.
All right. Two-sport athlete here at BSU, baseball and football. What hurts more, tackling a bruising running back or taking a foul tip to the face?
I'd say baseball wins that one. People always say, like, oh, at least you're in baseball season now, your body gets a little break. I'm like, no, you know, I'm a catcher. I'm catching six games a week in between my knees and all the foul tips just bouncing off and everything. I'd say baseball wins that.
All right. As a Texan, you have to like barbecue. So would you rather become a vegetarian or swim with sharks?
Sheesh. That's a tough one. I'm definitely not a vegetarian. You know, I go to the beach a lot back home, so I have swam with some sharks, so I'll take the sharks. I'm sticking with the meat.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.